Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Stargazing with Star Fuentes. Star Fuentes is a master intuitive healer and spiritual teacher and has been a pioneering student of metaphysics for over 50 years. She has learned lifetimes of priceless information from her years of seeking out and living with indigenous healers and shamans around the world. Visit her website at www.starfuentes.com and then join her here every Wednesday night on Spiritual Connections Radio as she shares her knowledge with you. And now, Star Fuentes.
Welcome. This is Star. After the half hour, we'll be taking questions at 646-716-9663. I want to talk a lot tonight, and I want to talk a lot about multi-dimensions. I want to talk about how in the multi-dimensions are parallel universes. And most importantly, I want to talk about receiving information in this dimension. You know, when we read a lot of books about ancient Egypt and about Atlantis, and recently I was reading a book about how these Nazis had this group of women, and they were in their occult society. And what these women did is they channeled blueprints of spacecraft, of airplanes, of rockets, of different things. And literally what happened is Germany built these machines that these women channeled. And, you know, we hear stories about Einstein, and Einstein said, oh, I wrote a molecule, an atom out into the center of the universe, and that's how I got the information. And as I've been working with the multi-dimensions and the interdimensions, there are dimensions that are millions of years ahead of us in wisdom and technology, and there are dimensions that are hundreds and hundreds of years beside us. And every time somebody talks to me about the technology it took to move the stones in the pyramid and the technology it took to build the heads on Easter Island, and I see in their mind they were thinking of a machine, that they're actually thinking that there's this platform that levitates, or there's this laser tool that cuts these blocks for these spirits, these huge blocks. And what I see and what I feel and what I gather from interdimensional technology is that all this technology is energy. There's no machine. There's no laser drill. That all of this technology that is supposedly handed down from the Elohim or the master race is energy that is created by a life form focusing in a certain way to pull this energy through, or reaching through many dimensions to pull through energy that's made there. So when people start talking to me about technology needed to go through a wormhole, to go to a parallel universe, or to get someplace to teleport, I never have pictured a machine in my head or a screen. I've always seen in the multidimensional universe, I've always seen a being manipulating the energies of the planet, of themselves, and the energy from the sun and earth and from other dimensions around them to lift that block in the pyramid, to laser cut that stone that made that pyramid, or shape those Easter Island hats. So I've been working a little bit with some experimentation. And I have sat down and I have accessed other dimensions. Now, Can I give you a map how to do this? No. Can I show you how to get there? No. But if you sit with me or in my presence, some people are able actually to get there. And what I've been drawing is a blueprint of a physical machine that works with energy and an energetic machine that manipulates the physical. I think when we look at the people who have been thousands of years ahead, Da Vinci, all of those people, Nostradamus, I believe that these people have accidentally or intentionally walked into another dimension where the knowledge was free for them to comprehend in their mind and step back into this particular dimension that you and I live in and brought back the airplanes and the helicopters before we even saw them and moved tons of earth before we could even move tons of earth and matched these blocks up to millimeters of perfection. So what does it take to go to another dimension? How are the dimensions stacked? Are they stacked like string theory, one attached to the other, like a long string? I don't find that. I find that they're in a quantum field. So the bubbles go upward, downward, to the right, to the left, to the right angle, to the left angle, to the angles between the angles, and all of space, all around you, are multiple dimensions which you can slide into with an appropriate mind frame and with an appropriate connection. If we think about DNA and that one of our first researchers that worked with DNA saw it in a dream before they got it on paper, and we look at all the miraculous places and spaces people have gone. We think of Francis Crick and Watson and their ability to dream the whole DNA process into being. It's pretty amazing. I keep going back into my head to the occult society in Germany. There were women, all women, and all they did was channel blueprints of things that Germany could use to be on the offensive and on the defensive. And somehow, through whatever meditation they used or whatever tool they used to step into a different dimension or to step 10 dimensions away, they channeled. They channeled many a blueprint for a German nation to use to build rockets. They were 20, 40, 50 years ahead of anything on this planet. I am suggesting that there are many of us out there who have fine-tuned our meditation, who are conscious of other dimensions, who have seen themselves step into another dimension or to step 10 or 20 dimensions away from themselves. I want you to sit down, and I want you to set yourself up in a different dimension. And I want you to channel. I want you to bring to your mind. And channeling is about creating that space where energy and information can come to you, creating that space. And I want you to channel things that are great for the planet, things that are superb for humanity. I want you to bring back knowledge, wisdom, technical details from other dimensions, put it in black and white on paper, and get it out there. Now, Okay. Yeah, of course, everybody's going, oh, my God, she's crazy. And, of course, just because it happened 20 or 30 times in written society, it's not going to happen to me. I know that at certain points in your time, you've walked back into your house, and your house inside is a different color. It seems that things are arranged slightly differently, that a foot no longer feels like 12 inches that you used to know. You come back from another dimension, or you're in another dimension where your favorite shirt is no longer your favorite shirt, and your favorite food is no longer your favorite food, and you are of a consciousness that is slightly different. More acute, more aware, less acute, everything is dull, and less aware. And I want to persuade you, to tell you, to give you the spark that you too can step into another dimension. And I'm not asking you to step into tomorrow. I'm not asking you to step into a year from now. I'm asking you to go 20, 50, 100 years in another civilization that's more advanced than us. And I want you to bring back the blueprints for how we have light without electricity, how we communicate without phones, how we can heal, how we can feed, how we can nurture, how we can nourish, how do people, do other dimensions keep peace. Now, science fiction has gone a long way in my brain. I mean, way back I started reading science fiction, and it was clumsy for me. I don't need a special rocket to get me to go to another planet. I don't need a wormhole to compress time. I need a state of consciousness that is aware enough to put me into another dimension, but is ahead of us, where I can change the DNA through using energy tools. I can change someone's DNA. I got a little bit of blueprint from that the other day, how to change DNA by using energies. But you know, you want to turn that cancer DNA off. You want to maybe turn that aggressive, angry, madman DNA off, that part of DNA, close that off. And there's some parts, like a sense of humor. There's some parts to your DNA that you'd really, really like to turn on. And, you know, we're working with 20 types of amino acids, which can be placed in different orders to form a wide variety of proteins. And I know, and you know, that people say there's junk DNA, and I believe that Spirit Source, God, made us. Every piece of our DNA counts, whether we can measure it or confirm it. And sometimes I believe that what I call the esoteric DNA, nobody can measure what it does because we don't have the tools or the consciousness to do it. When you personally become the vehicle of your own movement through connecting dimensions in your own quantum field, and you jump from the first bubble in the string theory to the last bubble in the string theory, and you're the same, but you're not the same. And your mind is with you, and your consciousness is there, but at a different level. In another dimension, whether one that believes the world is flat, or one knows that we can light our house, fuel our house by compounding certain energies and bringing them together so we don't have to pollute the world, so we don't have to use electricity, and how we can make plants grow so we can feed the world, so we can feed the world. And what is it going to take to change the DNA of diseases, to heal the diseases? Now, I've got an okay mind. I've studied a lot of different things. I can go ahead and move to certain dimensions. I am definitely not capable of moving to more than 2 or 3% of the dimensions out there. Every brain is built differently. Your electromagnetic signature, your biorhythm, your all the other things that we can mention make you conducive to moving to certain dimensions that are certain ways away. And some of us can move 100 dimensions, but it's always 100, 105 dimensions away. Or some of us can move 2 or 3 dimensions. And we are so unconscious that we make these dimensional changes that our brain shrugs it off. You know, my pencil wasn't there yesterday. These keys feel different. You shrug it off, and you don't expand your awareness to do that. All of our great inventors, all of our great seers and visionaries have in some way, shaped, or form have traveled into a dimension, seen it, felt it, absorbed it, downloaded it there to here, and their consciousness has kept the fact that Einstein, Oppenheimer, that these little girls in Germany, these very young girls, that they channel these blueprints. And we all have the consciousness to bring it back to this universe, this very dimension with us. So I would like you to take pen and pencil. I would like you to do what you do the best. I would like you to be relaxed, and I'd like you to go into another dimension and pick up a pen and paper, pencil and paper, whiteboard and marker, and I'd like you to get ready to bring back to us some of the greatest inventions that we'll ever have. And when you're in a dimension and it's common for food to grow very fast, and it's common for people to deal with molecules and to bring back plants from other dimensions, you get the download. You get the download, and you either get it here or you get it there, and you bring it back. Now, all of us, we're all the same, yet we're all slowly and surely different from each other. And all of us can focus on different things to bring back. You know, music is not one of the high points of my life. I played a little bit of an instrument. I've listened to music. I definitely can't hear the music and recognize the notes. I would think that the musically inclined would bring back the energetic structure to make music in thin air, or to make music in notes we haven't heard of before. You know, when I think of stupid things, when I think of the Baron who invented the bicycle in Germany, and I think of AstroTurf developed here in the United States, and when I think about things like the alphabet, and I think about the camera, and the candle in ancient Egypt and Crete where somehow somebody was sitting there. They had a need and a desire to create something that was really important to solve a problem, to facilitate them being able to do something in a quicker manner. And they invented these things over and over again. I think that the brain and that body went to another dimension, got a download of it, and came back here and made it. I can't think of a better time on planet Earth when it is more important for us to have energetic tools, tools that change the physical, tools where we can have blueprints of machines or technology, whether the blueprints exist in minerals and elements on this planet or they exist in a energetic code that produces certain events and produces certain catalytic changes here on planet Earth. Humanity needs us. The world needs us. You're aware. You've been studying metaphysics for years. And you read a book, and you, maybe 100,000 books, and you've taken many, many seminars. You have received downloads before from your teachers. You've gone to a museum and you've understood something. You've gotten downloads where that a light bulb went off in your head and the big picture fell together in place. And if I was to go back and ask you at the moment, what did that for you? Well, it was a combination of this and this. And all of a sudden, people say to me, I saw, I felt, I knew how this went together. And I want to talk to you about that all of a sudden. That when that place in our mind, in our consciousness, goes to another dimension where whatever we're thinking we need to create here, it becomes solid in our brain. We have the blueprint. We have the know-how to communicate without phones. We have the blueprint to change the earth and planet, the dirt and planet Earth to grow more crops. And we have the capacity to unpollute Lake Erie. You probably have lived in multidimensional life. You have moments and dimensions where, oh my God, you were the greatest gardener, and oh my God, you were the greatest cook, and all the recipes fell together, and from someplace outside of yourself, this funnel of knowing, this funnel of wisdom came to you, how to cook, how to paint, how to write, how to move through your life in an efficient way. I am suggesting that you focus yourself in a way where you can move to multiple dimensions. You can bring those blueprints, be they in the physical land, in the land where we make something physical, or be they in the energetic land, where certain energies are catalytic in changing other energies. Now, I may sound a little weird. I may sound a lot weird. I still write my books with my computer. I still observe people with my mind and my own energy. But I think and I feel and I know all of us have come to a place in time where we can expand into another dimension and we can bring back with us solutions and blueprints that help life and energy evolve here on planet Earth. And I don't care if it's a new mousetrap. I don't care if it's teleportation. I don't care if it's a way to soothe angry people or a way for people to express their emotions gently. What I want you to do is sit down with paper and pen, pencil and paper, a whiteboard and a marker, And I want you to bring to this dimension the solutions to whatever problems you're concerned with, to the things that you've taken to heart, to your particular causes. Awaken that part in you that knows we are connected to every dimension there ever is. And it's just like in string theory, when we pull one finger, all of the rest of the fingers move. And our capacity of downloading information has increased 10,000-fold since 1900. If you go back to 1900 and you had great-grandparents that lived on a farm, they heard exactly as much news about the outside world in 1 year as you hear today reading the bottom of your AOL or the sides on Yahoo or Google. You have that much information they handled in a year. We are handling 1,000-fold right now. I know when I turn on my email, I look, there's world events, national events, your area events, sports, entertainment, health, boom, 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 and I read the titles, boom, 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 and then what do I want to focus on? I'll click on something and I'll read it. And as I'm doing this personal experiment about sitting here in the exact place, in the exact dimension I am, and bringing blueprints and bringing answers and solutions, I'm amazed at the weird, strange, wonderful things I'm drawing at paper, at the incomplete and totally beyond my understanding energetic changes in catalyst, and I'm not quite sure what they are. You know, when I look at it, it sometimes looks like a math that was born in something binary or cuneiform or something. So take a deep breath and sit down and feel. Then know, right? See, hear yourself moving through the dimensions. And when you get to another dimension where the colors look different, the energy in the room feels different, you feel different, open up. See what that particular dimension, do they have a better health? Do they have more efficient transportation? Do they have a better banking system? How do their politics go? What about healing? And take some notes. Right? Come back here and move again, remembering that the downloads are what you will be getting, and that no matter how silly, how stupid, how weird a name, a combination of energies, once you write them down, may open you up to get a complete download of this. And we've had to do a lot of spiritual work. We had to work on ourselves. We had to work on others. We had to meditate. We had to cry. We had to clear our body to get to a point in time where we can be conscious enough to move to other dimensions. And most importantly, have the wherewithal to bring that information back here and write it down. And maybe you'll just get little bits and pieces. Maybe you'll just catch something. But the more and more you do this, the more and more you'll see what you have written coming into a totally wonderful picture. So everyone take a deep breath, and we'll be coming up on our half an hour break here in a minute. And remember to call me at 646-716-9663 if you have a question.
You're listening to Stargazing with Star Fuentes. Star Fuentes is a master intuitive healer and spiritual teacher and has been a pioneering student of metaphysics for over 50 years. She has learned lifetimes of priceless information from her years of seeking out and living with indigenous healers and shamans around the world. Visit her website at www.starfuentes.com and then join her here every Wednesday night on Spiritual Connections Radio as she shares her knowledge with you. Once again, Star Fuentes.
My number is 646-716-9663. If you have a personal question, if you need confirmation, if you need a little tap down your path, give me a call. So let's take a deep breath. And we talked about the dimensional exercises earlier. And put that aside. Put that aside for a second. Integrate it. Good. All right. Take a breath. Mark, do I have a call? All right.
Sorry about that. I was muted.
Do I have a caller?
No, not at this time. So I'm going to go ahead and just mute myself for now.
Okay. All right. We are a supreme consciousness, and we get to be that supreme consciousness by being part of planet Earth. We come in like a rough diamond, and we facet ourselves in many ways. We facet ourselves through our parents, through our lineage, through our bloodline, through our social groups, through our environment. And in the later part of our life, and for some people that's really early in their late 20s, and for some people that's really late in their late early 70s, we polish ourselves. We polish ourselves by refining our energies, our grace in communication, and our grace in relationships. We polish ourselves with our connection to spirit, our capacity to expand in this universe and travel in this universe with our conscious mind. Our subconscious mind is amazing. It takes the personal daily life questions we have and throws it into our conscious state when we are dreaming. It lets us see through others. It lets us feel the pain. It lets us see the greatness in all the people around us. And most importantly, it lets us see ourselves and others. And when we judge somebody, it's usually something that we're not conscious enough about in ourselves, and a year later, we're working on that, but a year before, we judge that person. And our subconscious mind remembers 10,000 facts a minute, and our conscious mind can handle 4 or 5. As you become more psychic, as you become more intuitive, as you open up yourself to this, because, you know, I think that that connection with God is always there. I think that connection with knowing everything about, or most things about somebody, is always there. I think it is through our internal and external work and through persistence on our path that we open up these areas so it's quicker, clearer, smoother. We get this information. And the ability to articulate it is very important. Sometimes you can see, feel, know something about someone that it's different, that it's weird, that it's odd, and it'll take you a month, and you'll be sitting doing something totally differently, and all of a sudden you go, aha, that's what it is. So, opening up our consciousness, because I think God's always there. Our source always is there. The dimensions are there. Our spirit guides are there. Our angels are there. Our love for humanity is there, always. But it's not conscious. And when we're unconscious, there are many acts, there are many words, there are many things that we do in such a clumsy manner that it hurts ourselves and it hurts other people. When we start refining our consciousness, we start listening to teachers, we start reading the wise men. Not necessarily the most popular books, but books that have wisdom for us. Our consciousness is opened up 1,000,000-fold, 1,000-fold. And then we are able to tap into the secrets of the universe, which really aren't secrets because we all have them, except we need to open our communications. We need to be in a state of grace so we don't get in our own way of being connected to God, of being able to read the thoughts, the auras, the energies around others, and to be able to sit down and to document an invention from 50 or 100 years from now in another dimension that somebody else has already figured out. You know, and sometimes it isn't about the physical plane. You know, I moved my consciousness to a dimension that there was such a sense of inner peace that it was so profound and deep. It seemed like even my heart stopped beating. There was no voice in my head. I was barely breathing, but breathing with such intention that this inner peace shocked me. It shocked me down to my soul. Because I've always been thinking, I've always been searching, I've been reading the energies, and I've been thinking about this, and I try to explain that, and logically and illogically, yada, 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 my brain and body and my conscious and subconscious and unconscious rolled together in this machine for understanding. Until I came into a state of being. When I got into that state of being, I could move that from one dimension to another. So you can move to a dimension that has deep, deep and profound inner peace. And you can move to a dimension that makes you giggle and laugh. And you don't even know why. And sometimes that's good till you run out of air, you know, and work with it. The possibilities that we have, the ability to do whatever any machine does on planet Earth, is just 10 dimensions away in one or another direction. It is important for you to know that where your mind will take you, where your consciousness will take you, will be to a place and a space where your intention has been. If your intention has been to be a great healer, then you will move into a dimension that takes you into healing. If your intention is to create inventions, to bring health, feed the world, great peace on earth, you will find a dimension where the download is the answer to this dimension's questions. You know, sometimes these answers are not for us, they're not for ourselves. These answers are for us to share, and we share them and we get an aha out of it, but these answers changed hundreds of lives. These answers will still people's pain. I'm sure you've all heard about, you know, Be Here Now since the 70s, and I'm all sure you've heard about parallel universes and multi-dimensions and, you know, how scientists don't even know how many dimensions are out there and can only count the number of dimensions in their awareness. And I know that there is more to life and living. I know that there is more to connecting with Source. I know that the greatest geniuses of our time, like Einstein, have dreamed, have traveled on electron out in the universe, have brought to this planet downloads that have changed the quality of life, the history of Earth. I believe the people who have been spiritual, metaphysical, who've been teaching themselves for years and years and years, I believe the capacity to download their set, their to themselves, another dimension, is here right now. You need to be directed in that direction by your intention. You need to be conscious that you can do this. You also need to know that this is very simple and easy when you be it. Very difficult when you try it. And pretty hard to do it. That may sound confusing or sound like I'm being, you know, using words for specific points. And I am. I am. So remember this. And when you can't sleep at 3 o'clock at night, when you're tossing and turning, when you get up, turn the light on and don't know what to do or be, when you have that moment when spirit awakens you and you don't understand why, pencil, sit down and move to another universe. And remember, there is millions of them out there, above us, below us, to the right, to the left, that are diagonal, millions of dimensions. And whatever the beliefs are, whatever the knowledge is in those dimensions, it is ripe and thick in the air. It is ripe and thick because many people in that dimension, many beings in that dimension know it, believe it, studied it in school, have played with it in their occupations, and it is a wide open piece of information in that dimension, and your consciousness can bring it back to now. You know, maybe we don't need a new type of aircraft. Maybe we don't need a new type of television. But anything, any hardware, any software, any energyware that you can bring back. When you think of Da Vinci and his helicopters and his submarines, and you think of Nostradamus traveling to the future, and you think of drawings of airplanes that are inside one of the Egyptian pyramids, you know that other people have gone to other dimensions, be it in time on planet Earth, be it in dimensions on parallel universes or in parallel universes, know that there's thousands and thousands of places on Earth that have been marked and books that have been written about things that we couldn't possibly know. You know, like the Platonic solids from the time of Plato, and what, we got the electron microscope in 47 or something, 57, when we can actually prove that that's how those elements look and they take that shape. We've had the ability to have this wisdom, to gain this wisdom that is out of our time, ahead of ourselves, to the right of us, to the left of us. And we've had the ability to document it, carve it into a pyramid wall, to put it down on paper. It's been done over and over again by people much like you and me. So take a look at it. Feel it out. Get to know it. Get yourself a piece of paper and pencil. Mark, do you have a question at this point? Take a deep breath. Okay.
All right. Okay, there we go. I got to stay on the air and just mute myself. I will be right back in a minute. I got a caller. Hold on.
Okay. So we're waiting for this caller, and I want you to put that piece of paper and that pencil someplace special where you can get it easily, and intentionally mark that piece of paper for this particular task, for this particular spiritual assignment.
And hey, Star.
Great.
I have Kathy on.
Hi, Kathy. What is your question?
Hi. I wonder, can you tell me more about how we get into the other dimensions? Do we just set our intention?
Okay. Well, first of all, it's a state of stillness and peace with an intention. If you can't be thinking, am I there yet? Am I there yet? Did I get there? Or did I get? It has been like in a state of calmness, like a meditative state, and also like a state of grace. Your energy has to be in this state. Have you ever came back to your apartment or your house and things feel 1% different?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, and how about your personal clothes? Did you ever put on a piece of clothes and say, this feels different or looks different?
Not that, but I think I've had other times when things have disappeared and I have found them later.
And they were in the same place they were where you thought they were before they disappeared?
Yeah.
Okay, so that is a prime example. You know, putting your keys by the door and then going to look for your keys by the door and then in your purse and in seven places, and you go back where you looked originally and there your keys were in the first place. That is a prime example of moving from one dimension to another. Your eyeglasses do that a lot, too. Sometimes they just stay on the top of our head, but hey, you know. That's your state of grace. Your mind cannot be busy with the intention to move to another dimension. With paper, pencil, something, as you move back or as you are in that dimension, to document strange things. And sometimes I was doing some squiggles and wiggles and stuff, and I didn't know what they were, and somebody looked at it and then went, oh, that's how electrical patterns are marked. And I was like, well, show me, and they showed me. So nothing is too simple, nothing is too stupid, okay? So
okay.
You've already done this, so go back and do it again. Thank you, Kathy.
Okay, thank you.
And breathe. And take another breath. No, you don't have to go look up dimension in the dictionary. Know that it's a different energy state. Know that some things like time, place, change when you go to another dimension. Know that you can change. Your hands, your fingernails may look different. And for most of us, like Kathy brought up, it's looking for things. And we look in a place, and we know it's not there. Then 15 minutes later, we look in that place, and that thing is there. Many times, many, many times with my jewelry comes and it goes. It's in one drawer, two drawers in my house, and I put it in there, and then it's gone. I go look in the other drawer, work on the house. I come back, and the jewelry, I believe, is something that is in our aura. It is mineral and vitamin for our aura, and that it changes. It changes energy or energetic structure, and then it is given back to us, like our eyeglasses or our keys, which unlock things for us. Given back to us for to use at a different place, point in time. So, good. Now, let me think. What makes us believe we can do something or we can't do something? I see people saying, oh, I hear people say, I'm not going to do this. Hello, I'm not the one who can do this. And you're saying that to yourself. when you haven't even tried it, when you haven't even been there. If you know, when you look up dimension, it says the amount or number of things that sometimes affects or influences us, and that's an energy, and it is a measure in a direction with three or four coordinating positions, like in space or time, which we can travel with our own body. And it is a spatial extension or a realistic quality that we develop. One of the definitions I like of dimensions is it's one of the elements or factors that completes a personality or an entity. And I know we're everything. You know we all are God. You know that we know everything in the universe and can know everything in the universe, except we need to be able to bring that to our consciousness. We need to be able to bring that to this dimension. So you can travel in many dimensions. You can have done it 100,000 times this lifetime and not paid attention to it. This is what we need right now. You want to save the planet. You want to feed the people. You want peace on planet Earth. Yeah, we're going to have to think differently. We're going to have to expose ourselves, our consciousness, to dimensions that are peaceful, to dimensions where everybody in the world has medical care, where everybody is fed, where the good of all is above the good of one person. So take a breath. My number is 646-716-9663. And call me if you have a question. Great. You know, I have always liked to look a little bit at the new physics and to see what's going on out there, to feel what's going on in there. And in particular, I'm reminded of a cartoon. And the cartoon is a professor, and he says that this is the mathematical formula for a miracle. And he has this long formula on there, and then he says, and unfortunately we can't put the dimensions on this blackboard, and that's the end of the equation. So take a deep breath. Good. And Mark, do you have a caller for me or a question?
I do have a question for you. Lately I've been just processing a lot of different lessons and everything for my own personal work. And it's funny, I've always kind of poo-pooed doing any journaling, but I've actually been doing a lot of it lately. And the question I have for you is, one of the things that I've noticed is that I can look at a situation, I can look at how I interpreted it, I can see all the lessons and everything like that, but there's like a healing or something that needs to be let go of in that situation. And I'm wondering, once you process everything like that and you get to the point that you just want to let go of the energy or whatever you're holding in that situation, is it okay at that point to turn to whatever your creator is, your divine, mother, father, earth, God, universe, whatever, and just surrender it to a higher source to say, I realize in this situation, this isn't something that I'm capable of letting go of?
Well, you can surrender it to anybody. A teacher or anybody like that. But I always like to get people to do a physical action. Like when some people surrender something, I have them go and dig a hole and bury a new seed in it so that something new can come of it. I have them draw that thing on paper and then we burn it. Whenever anybody surrenders and lets go in an energetic sense, I like to pull that into the physical dimension and do like some sort of ritual. Like if you want to journal and then throw away that journal, you don't want to journal and keep your crap. You want to keep your new ideas and the stuff. You don't want to have your old stuff in black and white. And I notice people will Baha something for 20 years And whatever they said they'd never do that, it becomes their greatest tool when their life and their consciousness is ripe for that tool. All spiritual people move through different tools. When we become that tool, when you become that amethyst crystal, when you become that herb, when you become the ability to let go, your vibration becomes that. You no longer need the crystal. You no longer need the herb. You no longer need 20 ways to let go because you become letting go. So whatever it is that you're doing and integrating, get yourself a physical plane representation of letting go, burning it, burying it, you know, putting it in the ashes and throwing the ashes to the air, whatever it is, so that it is also done on the physical plane. Do you see the importance of that?
Yes, I do. Thank you.
You're welcome. You know, spiritual growth is kind of multidimensional. You know, we'll go over and work with the emotional body for years and years and years and say, okay, I'm okay mentally. And then all of a sudden we're going and working on the mental body. And sometimes most practitioners don't work on everything at once. They say they are. But really, really what they're doing is they're learning one thing really well and turning that into wisdom. And eventually you will move to another dimension of your being, another aspect of yourself, another facet of your diamond, and you will work on that. Very few people have the conscious structure to work on more than two or three things at one time, but they still take separate times to do that. So you can grow that way. And the other thing that's really important is people bah humbug integration. And integration is the period when knowledge becomes wisdom. Is where it looks like, feels like you're doing nothing. You're not reading any books. You're not doing anything. And this can go on for as long as 9 months. If it goes on more than 9 months, if you find like you're sitting someplace, not doing anything, just eating, sleeping, and worrying or something like that, then you've extended your integration. But people do one thing after another and one thing, and then they say, oh, my God, I need 3 months to unwind. They may not. They may need 3 months to integrate the information, the relationships, the lessons that they have gotten in the past year because they never took a breath. They went so fast that all the answers to a year ago's questions still are waiting in the universe and they haven't received. So I find integration very important for people. And take a deep look at those people. Feel it out. When you read or study or work on something big in your life or small in your life, do you actually include some integration time? It'll be easy.
That's really good. Thank you, Star.
Thank you.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and wrap up the show, so go ahead.
Go ahead. Good night, everybody.
Good night, Star.
On behalf of Spiritual Connections Radio, thank you for listening to Stargazing with Star Fuentes. Please join us again next week for another enlivening episode. For more information on Star's classes or services, visit her website at www.starfuentes.com or call the office at 501-609-0660. That's 501-609-0660.